Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, banyak warga Australia bersama dengan pekerja dari 88% organisasi di seluruh dunia harus menyesuaikan diri dengan perubahan yang terjadi secara mendadak dari rumah. Para ahli mengatakan itu baik dalam kepentingan majikan dan karyawan untuk mempertahankan lingkungan kerja yang aman. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Amy Chin Yuwang. Kasmira Aspar bekerja sebagai administrator kasual di sebuah perguruan tinggi swasta di Sydney. Sebelum pandemi COVID-19, ia ingin bekerja dari rumah untuk menghemat waktu bepergian dan memiliki lebih banyak energi dan waktu untuk putranya yang berusia 6 tahun. Namun realitas jauh lebih menantang daripada apa yang diperkirakannya.
I think it was about getting all our technology right, getting that support from our organization, make sure that I had all the tools that I needed. Now I am working with my personal laptop, so the company didn't have enough of company laptops to give out, which had a lot of the technology built in already onto it. So I struggle with accessing the shared drive and things like that.
Tim Downey, pengacara cedera pribadi senior dengan firma hukum Adelaide Johnston Withers, mengatakan majikan memiliki tugas untuk memastikan staf mereka memiliki lingkungan kerja yang aman yang memenuhi standar kesehatan dan keselamatan kerja.
The actual ergonomic setup of the desk at home, the chair, the computer, are the heights appropriate? Is the desk an adequate space for work and leg room? Are the cords, for instance, secured? Do they represent potentially an electrical risk or a tripping risk? Is there adequate lighting, cooling?
Downey mengatakan kewajiban majikan adalah sama seperti ketika seseorang pekerja berada di lingkungan kantor. Ia menyarankan kedua belah pihak untuk mencapai kesepakatan seputar keselamatan workstation di rumah.
This is where I'm going to work. This will be my area. Here's a photograph of it. Send that through. The chair they're going to use, the desk, the lighting, the air conditioning and these sorts of things so that both parties can agree that at least the basic safety measures have been met. Really, it should be in theory business as usual, in so much as obviously people get paid the same, they get the same, entitlement to holidays and so forth.
Dr. Robin Price, dosen manajemen sumber daya manusia dan hubungan kerja di Central Queensland University, mengatakan majikan Anda secara hukum diperlukan untuk melindungi Anda dengan kompensasi pekerja jika Anda terluka saat bekerja dari rumah.
So that if you're injured, you can claim workers' compensation from the common pool. That's a state-based system in every state. But employees have responsibilities to ensure that they are working safely themselves. The more employers can make sure that they put checks in place to ensure that you are working safely, the more the employer protects themselves.
Helen Sawa, marketing manager dari konsultan IT di Melbourne, CESCO, mengatakan pandemi global telah memaksa organisasi untuk dengan cepat mentransisi staf mereka untuk beroperasi dari jarak jauh.
A lot of companies are actually unable to provide their employees with the right tools to productively work from home and work remotely. A lot of these organizations prior to this whole coronavirus pandemic never thought of having the scope for these solutions and never thought of actually providing them for their employees.
Rantai pasokan global telah terpengaruh keras oleh pandemi COVID-19, memperlambat output manufaktur dan menyebabkan penundaan bagi organisasi untuk membekali staf dengan alat penting untuk bekerja dari rumah.
We are finding that a lot of people are still reaching out and trying to get their employees set up from home. And additionally, we're seeing a lot of them purchase new devices, whether it's laptops or monitors or cameras, just to try and keep up with the demand. And a lot of vendors and distributors actually can't keep up with the demand. So there's a long wait time to actually receive a lot of those devices.
Dr. Price mengatakan organisasi berada di bawah tekanan untuk tetap beroperasi di tengah tantangan-tantangan ini.
The university that I work for, as I'm a casual, they don't have enough laptops to give to all their staff to go home and teach online at home. So they basically came back to us and said, well, have you got a laptop? Have you got a camera? It literally was like an inventory of all their casual staff and who can work at home? What have you got, basically? Because we're all just making this up as we go along.
Adapun Aspar, peralatan bukan masalah besar dibandingkan dengan konektivitas internet yang lambat dari rumahnya. ia harus mengejar waktu yang hilang dengan bekerja sampai larut malam.
So personally for me, internet bandwidth has been a huge issue. Like there are days when it's so bad that I can't do a single piece of work. Now this not having internet is really throwing me off because then I'm totally not being productive and I'm a casual employee. So when I don't work, I don't get to charge the company. So I'm losing money.
Michael Crocker yang mengepalai Chartered Accountants Australia dan Selandia Baru mengatakan, pekerja yang membuat kantor di rumah dapat mengklaim biaya dalam pengembalian pajak pribadi mereka.
Employees may find that they're entitled to an extra range of deductions in their personal tax returns for setting up what's called a home office. So the current tax law does give some personal tax deductions for home office running expenses.
Crocker menyarankan pekerja untuk tetap waspada ketika mereka bekerja di rumah mereka untuk melindungi informasi pribadi yang penting.
Cybersecurity is a really important one to make sure that even when people are working from home, they do so under secure IT arrangements so that important or confidential information doesn't get hacked or lost.
Komunikasi sangat penting untuk meningkatkan kolaborasi, produktivitas, dan mencegah kesepian. Tim Downey menganggap saat ini adalah waktu yang menguntungkan untuk dapat bekerja dalam isolasi di mana teknologi memungkinkan timnya untuk tetap terhubung.
We do have technologies, FaceTiming and so forth, where we can set up that face contact and have those discussions. For example, one of our teams is still doing Friday drinks using FaceTime. They're still keeping as much as possible that sort of communication level. And I think it's really important because it's quite easy for people to feel left out or forgotten or just lose that connection.
Hal ini tidak memungkinkan bagi Aspar karena konektivitas internetnya yang lambat telah mempengaruhi kinerja dan efisiensinya. Dan yang tersulit adalah tidak mengetahui berapa lama situasi ini akan terus berlangsung.
I'm a casual staff. If ever there were job cuts, I would be the first one to go. And to add to that, would my family be safe? My husband is still going to work where he could get infected. I try to go for a walk every day just to get out. So whatever is in my control, I'll try and do well. And then I'll just figure out the rest later.
Kunjungi situs Fair Work Ombudsman untuk informasi tentang hak dan tanggung jawab Anda selama wabah virus corona ini. Jika Anda merasakan mungkin telah tertular virus, hubungi dokter Anda atau hubungi hotline informasi kesehatan virus corona nasional pada nomor 1800 020 080. Jika Anda berada di bawah tekanan dan membutuhkan dukungan emosional, hubungi Lifeline pada nomor 131114 atau Beyond Blue pada nomor 1300224636 dan tersedia dukungan 24 jam. Jika Anda berusia di bawah 25 tahun, Anda juga dapat menghubungi Kids Helpline pada nomor 1800551800 kapan saja dengan alasan apapun. Anda juga dapat menelpon layanan penterjemah dan juru bahasa nasional pada nomor 1800131450 untuk dukungan bahasa dan untuk membantu Anda menghubungi agen dukungan yang Anda inginkan.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.